Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, so it's Red News Podcast 62, and I've just been joined by Laura Reader, Jav, and you started off, so I interrupted saying speak it for the podcast. Go on.
Not a problem.
I asked you about Ollie.
Yeah, I just give my current thoughts on Ollie. We've started a project. It's one I particularly like. We're going with the kids. We're not buying the superstars anymore, and we've got a lot of dead wood to clear out. But with that comes, there's undoubtedly going to be a period where it gets worse before it gets better. I can't believe that Ollie's not told the board that. I can't believe that the board don't know that, and Woodward doesn't know that anyway. So if you're going to start a project like that, why would you get rid of the man? So I'm not even halfway through it right at the beginning. I mean, if you bring Pochettino in, just for example, because I know a lot of people are asking for that, the squad that we've got at the moment, I would say, is probably not as strong as the Tottenham squad that he's not won the Champions League with, and he's not won really a lot with. I mean, what would Pochettino do with the kids and the squad that we've got now? For me, you've got to stick with Ollie. You've got to give him at least minimum two more transfer windows. But that's if he gets backed by the board.
And are you worried about results?
In the short to medium term, no. It's about the long term, the longevity of the club and performances. People tell me that United result, oh, it's the biggest club in the world and all this, deserve better than that. Listen, we've seen models where Chelsea have spent big, City have spent big, Liverpool, to be fair, have recruited well over the last 2 or 3 years. People say you're 22 points behind Liverpool. How many years running were Liverpool 20 to 30 points behind us come January, February? Teams go through cycles like this. You've got to be patient. I honestly believe that there could be a new wave here of bringing kids from academies, and if we get it right and it works, I think other clubs will start to copy it. But you've got to be patient.
See, I don't trust Ollie. Sorry, I don't. Freudian said, I don't trust Ed to give him the amount of time. I think he'll panic.
That worries me. But we talked about this before we did this. And if that's the case, if he panics, he's got to go as well.
Well, he should go now anyway.
Exactly. He's clearly bought into the project himself. So,
what do you say? The worries I have about Ollie are the robustness he kept mentioning. The pressure is not there. So we've sort of ditched this tactic, you know, we're going to press teams. It's just non-existent. No, is that down to who?
I think a little bit of it, even from what I can see, is down to personnel. I think you can say what you want about pre-seasons with job change personnel, but I think the form we showed in pre-season and the way we were playing in pre-season, we were pressing teams and we looked really sharp. And that first game of the season against Chelsea at home, it's probably the strongest team we've put out. And injuries that have come into play. You've got the midfield part now. Fred and Pereira. I mean, we've got arguably one of the best centre midfielders in the world at the club that looks like he doesn't even want to put the shirt on. We've got up until these last two results against Sheffield United and Villa, we were looking relatively solid in there. McTominay, I reckon, is really one for the future. And these last two games, when he's been out injured and he's had to start with Pereira and Fred, teams are just walking through us at the moment, and those two definitely aren't the future.
McTominay cares, and I think there's a lack of players and professionals here who care. And I do dispute Ollie saying, you know, there's a difference mentality from a year ago. It's clearly not, but I do hope. I'm not torn about Ollie. I just feel sadness that 11 months in, we're already at a point that seems like the momentum of it is getting carried away from everyone. You know, like, I don't know. I'm as upset with it. I don't want to be in this position, but I just think I cannot see. If we got rid of him tomorrow, I think we'll be having this conversation about Pochettino in 1 year's time. And until the whole structure and culture of this club does change. Seriously change.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. I'd ask you one question. So Ollie's saying that certain players are getting better, etc. And I think we're not stupid. We can see it with our own eyes. Do you think Ollie truly believes that, or do you think it's a bit of a Ferguson touch, where he's saying it to give the players belief?
He does try and think, what would Fergie say?
Yeah,
he hasn't got the strength and the power of to force anything. Hey lads, are you all right? But you're confident today, though, Jeff. So I'm fucking seizing on to that.
I didn't
think we were going to lose this morning. Yeah. And then I suddenly thought, we're going to get 10 points out of the next five games. We can surely, just eke something out tonight.
But
Watford, Newcastle, just get a bit of something going. Please, it's Christmas.
I know. I wasn't thinking that far ahead. I was thoroughly depressed after the weekend. That's probably the worst first 45 minutes I've seen at United in years at Old Trafford. I mean, I've seen us do it away at Stoke and Middlesbrough, places like that, and it's just soul destroying. But to see it at home, I spent a couple of days just really depressed. And I don't know if I banged my head in the middle of my sleep last night, but I woke up this morning really positive.
Jeff. Cheers, mate. And you like, and the mag, you're always supportive of it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We struggled on Saturday, which was, I don't want to keep fucking sounding like whining.
Are we still on?
Yeah. But it was a struggle, so thanks for all the kind words.
No, it's
what
amazing.
Does the fanzine mean for you? You don't have to ask, Lee, you can be honest.
No, listen, it means the world to me. You know as well as I do, I met my beautiful wife through fanzine.
That wasn't the dating fanzine.
That wasn't the dating, I didn't swipe right, I didn't have to swipe left.
Maybe we should set up a new app.
A lot of my best friends I've met through United and I've met through fanzines over the years. And I think it's down to the fact that we all think alike. We all care about the club. We're all wired the same way.
Yeah, we're not online at the moment, which depresses me immensely.
Yeah.
The vitriol, the arguing going on
online. No. Some of that to me is probably the world we live in. When I first started coming on the fanzines, whether it be Red News, Red Republic or whatever, there wasn't really this wealth of Twitter, there wasn't really this wealth of social media and Facebook. And I do see two distinct camps. I see, and that's not saying that either are right, and I'm not judging either, but I see distinct camps for those sort of time served is maybe a bit rich, but I can see those game in, game out, and fanzine. And you can see, in my opinion, you can see a definite distinction between that and the social media followers. And you've got to be mindful as well that some of those social media accounts just ain't Reds.
It's
a big wooden spoon.
Right, prediction, Jeff, come on. Give me hope, Joanna.
Same one, 5-3. I'm going for 5-3.
Fucking hell, I'll take that. Right, cheers, Jeff.
United fans out this week.
Quick word then, come on. Before the game. And thanks for a start. And starting, I've already said that because I did a quick one. You did really well. But apart from the 45 minutes where I cut out. Hello, Ben. You're on the podcast. Right. What's the prediction?
2-1.
1-1 I'm going for. You were brilliant, but I cut out 45 minutes of you talking to a bloke about the size of a fucking vodka bottle.
45
Well, it was, 45. Is it 70 ml? Is it 50? Is it 70? And then about 5 minutes later, they went back to, it's 50. Fucking hell. Who thinks? Kazakhstan, and they're talking sizes of vodka bottles. For 25 quid.
13 hours.
Why not just buy?
There's no fucking milk in there.
Paul, you're on the, what's the score?
Not kicked off yet.
1-0.
1-0, I'm saying 1-0.
1-0.
Everton 3.
I will take those.
Pricks.
14.
Right, Tom, what do you think?
2-1.
To us?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
You didn't say that in the podcast. I was the only one that said
want some happiness.
Got some optimism.
Come on. I had some optimism this morning. 10 points from the next five games. Come on. Enough doom and gloom, please.
That's optimism.
Let's get tonight and Saturday anyway, and see where we lie.
Okay.
There's some winnable games after that.
And have you got your Corby trouser press out for Jose?
I'm just going to give him pretty much. I'm indifferent to him.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not going to be chanting his name, but I'm not going to. Give him any
thanks for Stockholm,
yeah.
But.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he's got enough ego. He gets enough love of himself, so he doesn't need it off anyone else.
I mean, what's annoyed me a bit this week is people trying to rewrite history, saying they shouldn't let him go.
No, no. If you remember Anfield,
just won two games with Tottenham.
How bad?
Yeah.
The players had given up.
Yeah, of course they had. Yeah. And nothing recently has been as bad as that. I mean, I will say for this group of players, we said it coming out. I don't think it's a lack of effort. I think it's a lack of quality. But
yeah,
you know, a year ago it was a lack of.
Well, good Pereira's not playing because you've got to drop players who are really putting in stinkers.
Oh yeah, and he was dreadful at Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on Saturday. But
right. Okay. Let's go in. Hope.
At least he's dropped him today.
Yeah.
Good. Right.
Anyway.
Did you say?
Yeah. 1-1.
1-1.
Yeah. 1-1.
All right. Tom's 2-1. Come on.
2-1.
It's cut out fucking twice. Right. bollocks to them. Right, so you've got to repeat all of that, Nathan. Apologies for the loud music. We're all happy, we're in a bar. Go, Nathan. Just tell me what you just said that fucking didn't take.
I said that it was positive to take from it, but I definitely think games like tonight, where the other team are going for it as well, are the ones that we will benefit more from compared to teams that are sitting back. But I'm not trying to be negative, I'm just saying, you know, we're more likely to get more points from games like this. But really good to see everyone, like, even like, we've all criticised Lingard and Fred and stuff, but all of them both look lively today.
Well, look, Fred's getting. I thought he was.
I mean,
he was an enigma.
He's got a low bar, hasn't he? So anything that is better than that, you notice. And I think, particularly in the first half, I think he broke stuff up quite a bit. He gave it away a couple of times, but I didn't mind it today.
He gave the ball away low.
But he didn't cost us today. And what he did do positively,
I appreciate. But he was so industrious.
Yeah. I mean Lingard looked a bit more positive. And
I thought he was excellent.
It's nothing to be ashamed of when someone's good. It's good, you know. Like Rashford again, he could have had a couple more today.
Rashford, I thought we've all said he's our man of the match. So we've said, like I said it last time, get 25-30 goals. He's on 9 league goals now in 15 games, and I know some of them are penalties, but that's fucking. Yeah, at the end of the season, we're not going to be looking at Rashford going, that was the problem. I mean, he worked his bollocks off.
He did today, he did.
It was one of those nights where everything felt good. But there was a period.
The atmosphere was great. Like even De Gea at the end, like when it started drizzling and it was getting a bit wet and they were having chances on another day, I know that he won't get because he didn't make any like massive world class saves, but you know, there was a couple of tricky things that on another day.
They're not playing fully.
Oh, no, I know someone said
it's because it's Mourinho, but I thought
I don't even think on the other games that they're not playing for. That's never crossed my mind. I don't think he's lost the dressing room at all. I mean, there's just some times where he might make a wrong selection or a wrong substitution, and that's cost us. But I'd never say that they've stopped playing.
Well, we've debated this. So we've obviously got the sellers group and our own chats. I'm letting my head rule my heart. But football is about letting your emotions fucking...
You're letting your heart rule your head.
Sorry, yeah, my heart rule my head back. Football is about that. So I'd just be Devo if Ollie got fucking... So I'm so in, but like, it's one game, but I feel, yes. Like I said to Shane, he laughed after. I went, he's got till Christmas now. Like, he's got that breathing space, and Shane laughed. But that's what we are. That's how it is.
Yeah, but you've got more than 2 weeks, surely.
Well, I don't know. If we lose the next three... But I felt optimistic this month. But we've got... Saturday, obviously, matters.
The media have been saying... Lose on Saturday.
Yeah, but he's got to... We've got Watford, Everton, Newcastle. We have to get really 9 points from those.
If you take tonight... The difference for me was, like, we could go over, like, Fred gives the ball away, Lindelof is a bit weak. But in fairness, the players committed for the manager tie.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, they are what they are. You can't ask for much more. I really, really thought, like, as a home performance, probably the most enjoyable game of the season. But it was enjoyable because the players really wanted it. And you've got to accept the players. We are the level we are, and that was a big game.
Do we get the hump then? That why can they do that tonight and not against Villa?
My only little nagging thing, I don't want to be negative, is were they trying to prove a point to Mourinho tonight? Or is it just,
well, we just debunked that.
We just said no. But at the end of the day, I think they were playing too late. I thought that's good. It's commit. Like, Fred gets a lot of stick, and Fred did give the ball away tonight. But at the end of the day, he worked, disrupted them.
He was very industrious.
Tottenham are a decent side. He done well tonight. I thought United.
They're one of the best strike forces in the league.
But the other thing is, we talk about Paul. I've criticised him for being a bit fragile. And as soon as they equalise, I thought for a minute there they're going to get a second full time. All that first 30 minutes was superb. But it's all going to get undone.
And you can't. Well, you talked about mental fragility.
Exactly. So I said to the bloke next to me, now we're going to mentally collapse, blah, blah. But they come out second half and we're instantly on it.
Can I have the parallel?
Yeah.
So Harry Winks got booed, but we're not quite sure about that. Nick's here. Well done for Astana. Round of applause, everyone.
And old Paul as well.
And old Paul, it's my fucking birthday. The heavily edited drunken version. But yeah, we're not quite sure why Harry Winks got booed, are we?
No, he just doesn't play for us, does he?
tonight. Come on, we've had enough. We seesaw like a fucking ping pong. Can you seesaw like a ping pong?
You what?
Like the whole season is up and down.
Yeah, it's up and down, isn't it? But I think the thing is, though, tonight is one of those things where you watch United and you think, you remind yourself why you love this club. And it does give you that. This is one of those nights where you look at it and think, what a great night to watch some football. And you see everyone get behind the team, don't you?
I've buzzed off.
I've buzzed off. Everyone's buzzed off. It's coming out as big as ever. Everyone's like, proper.
But so the second half felt like, the first 25 minutes felt like an hour. But to be that involved in a game where sometimes I hate myself for doing it, you can feel, it's not blasé is the word, but you're like, you're not caught in it, but like where you're worrying about every kick, is it going right? Come on, lads.
We've not had that in a while,
have we? I couldn't be prouder of them. Not that they give a fuck, but we slag them off so much, so you think sometimes you deserve credit. And I know I'm fucking boring you left, right and centre, but that breathing space that I keep saying, I'll say it to the fucking day I don't, like, get a little bit of space. Have we got anything to moan about? You made me laugh when you said in the game Luke Shaw's getting his corset on. That was a good line, I thought.
For that first 35 minutes, we were just so on top of them. And I know, we just get another one. Because we dropped off. And the only reason they scored is because we backed off a little bit.
But we're not a side capable of doing that, are we? Let's be, you know.
But on another day, we could have. Martial could have scored that one.
We haven't even mentioned, I know you're a Darren Fletcher fan club, but McTominay, to come back from an injury, be asked about coming back from an injury, note to other players, and was fucking, he's got a brain on him. He slows the play down when it needs to be.
If he played against Villa at the weekend,
that would
have been 3 points.
Then, in a month's time, another player in who will help that?
Buy somebody.
Well, yeah, but who?
Who? He came on at about 70 minutes for the Spurs.
We were cheering him on, weren't we? Our Danish friend.
He'd
be a great signing. He would be.
Well, I heard Chris behind me saying, no, great player, but not for United. Why not, Mark?
Stinkies. Had his time, I mean, he looks slower.
It was only 27.
Is that just because he's had enough?
Jose's not playing him as well.
But he's been in a bit of a sulk and he's had a bit of a fallout.
Jose's playing because he's renewed his contract, that's why.
I think we got a bit wary of like snatching him in January. What ages?
Yeah, but we have to improve.
We're not going to improve dramatically this season. Why do we have to rush into January? Just wait until, because we're not that far.
If Ollie makes a move now that saves his job, fucking do it.
Yeah, but if it saves his job, but is it going to save his job?
Well, that's what... The words are that he is going to get,
the thing is,
even if we'd have lost. But the pressure, well, I thought, is another thing. I thought the crowd, even before we was behind Ollie.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that. Like, the biggest problem tonight was I thought the crowd was well up for it. Like, yeah, like, I can be a cynical middle-aged man, but I thought the Stretford End, that scene section was superb tonight.
A seedy middle-aged man?
Yeah, a cynical.
Oh,
a cynical,
sorry.
And seedy. But you've got to, like... But the fact that tonight it really carried up all around the ground, that you could feel the whole crowd...
Yeah, but so then have we got... Because when I go online, it was just full of Ollie out.
Yeah,
full
that,
of it.
But that's
seeing a hybrid of three, four managers.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's stick with one manager for once and see what happens. At the moment, we've got three teams moulded into a shark team. We're going to let one person see what they can do.
My view, before the game, I had made... I do have doubts about Ollie, but I want him so desperately to get a year. And it's like, I do... If we hire, if we lost and sacked him, if we hire Pochettino, we're having this exact same conversation in a year's time. Because no manager with that squad is going to overachieve.
The match going fan and stuff. You look at today, everyone's singing Ole's name and stuff. The people who go want him there, want him to succeed, like you just said. And you just got to think, if you're Woodward, you've got to be listening to that.
The Woodward's the bloke who called LBG a genius in December and sat him in May.
I'm 90 minutes the other
game. That's the history
thing. Yeah. I don't get Pochettino is obviously a decent manager, but United, with, in my opinion, a worse squad or worse first team than Tottenham, won more trophies in that period than Tottenham won. Like, Pochettino didn't win anything. It might.
Well, he sacrificed League Cups.
Yeah,
and...
but I think that's a bit of bollocks. I think basically they got the semi. When you get to a semi final, you don't like fucking go half arse. The semi finals.
This music's getting a bit wild, huh?
They got outwitted by United and went like. United, obviously, like Tottenham, in my opinion, were a better 11 players than United.
But why are
we beat them at Wembley?
Why
Pochettino's a bit.
Yeah, but
why are we desperate for Pochettino?
Why not let him go and win something somewhere, refresh himself, like Brendan Rodgers
like
did at Selwick?
Himself somewhere. He hasn't proved himself yet.
I think he will.
Go and get yourself used to winning a league title. Yeah, get a winning mentality behind. Get used to dealing with bigger players, a bigger football club, a bigger fan base. And then fair enough, if you start proving it over there, fair enough, I'll have you.
Ollie isn't the answer.
Ollie is massively underqualified for United's job. But once you've appointed him, you can't say like
11 months later. He's not even had a year.
Less than a year, we want to sort of back it up with change of mind.
We can't say
Ollie's underqualified. You've been saying he's always been underqualified.
He's won nothing.
He's done nothing, has he, really? We're just taking another risk.
We can't go to the fourth manager.
No,
or four and a half in 6 years, can we? We can't.
No.
I just don't see, if you change again, it's just another stop in the program. Like, you're just continually going, right, let's start again.
It's just nice, Dan. A positive bit.
A buzz.
You smile, you bastard.
No, sorry, I'm just listening to what you're saying.
No, but like,
have you mentioned how good Rashford was yet?
Yes.
You've gone through.
Yeah, but I've set 9 goals in 15 games. So carry that on. He's getting 20 league goals. So he's answered the questions. We don't know what Martial's injured.
You mentioned the point during the game, though. You said that Ole was talking about Rashford, and you mentioned that scene. Ole hadn't even broken into Mould's first team at 21.
Yeah.
And it's such a good point, and I thought, wow, yeah. It's like, yeah, he's so, so young, and he looks like an accomplished player. I mean, he may look there back four, but that's a million times. And that's the kind of player thing. This guy can be brilliant. Imagine if we give him some service as well.
And the experience around him. That's what I think.
That's why Ericsson, I think,
we talk about an old, you know, Mandzukic. If you've got an experienced head in midfield, well, we said Matic was. I'd still keep Matic.
I don't think he wants
to. No, I don't think he wants to.
Matic and Mandzukic are very similar types of players in different positions. They're still a bit old and a bit unagile. And I don't think that's what Ole wants. I think that Ericsson would fit that mould. He would be a link-up player. You know,
know we were talking about Bruno Fernandes and stuff in the summer. That's the kind of player that we're still lacking at the moment.
Well, we're lacking lots of players. Let's not, again, like, treat imposter.
Well, still tonight, though, everybody looked great, really, didn't they? Think Pereira came on
to well, I thought Wan-Bissaka had his best game in about a month. And that was important for him, because he has had, Maguire's not had a great month. He had a really good solid. I thought Lindelof was a bit, but you like,
okay.
It's our natural thing to point. If every player gets a 7 out of 10 tonight, fucking happy days. End the podcast like you know, Brian.
But if you were
going to
kick on and get more than that tonight, like, you can't say Rashford wasn't more than a 7 out of 10 tonight.
No, of course, yes.
Exactly.
No, Leeds.
Like I was saying before, James was quiet. What he did.
Yeah, but I think he needs a week off. He won't get it, but he needs, like, he's had so much. And yeah, but he's also had mentally a lot going on. That the pressure of that, he just, I took it like, I don't know how, but a week in the season, I hope they say, go to fucking
Dubai.
Yeah.
Well, so everyone seems
oh,
to
oh, yeah, there, so where the footballers go. And just fucking, yeah, but that's in February, and it'll probably be fucking tropical. But, and I would say, we had a terrible day Sunday. I was fucking so morose, woke up, mag, chasing, you know, pay the bills, can we, the print bill, and then tonight, so many people have come up and said fucking lovely things. You think, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but as a fanzine, we want to give a voice, we try not to take ourselves too seriously, we're not up our arses, but I fundamentally believe in Manchester United supporters, the real people, the people you see and hear, and I will fight as long as I possibly can for the community that we are, because we are a fucking great set of fans, and I to know that people believe in us like I believe in everyone. That's not trying to sound, but I just, it means so much. So after a shit day Sunday, to have a day today, thank you. That's all, you know, mental. The podcast, they're very ad hoc. We're having a pint, we've stood in the fucking cold for a few hours, so it's not going to be professional, but it means the world.
Yeah, thank you.
So, favourite Christmas song?
Melly Clicky Macca by Bing Crosby.
Fucking hell.
Didn't even have to think about that, did I? No.
Go on. Favourite Christmas song?
Oh, well, the John Lennon one.
Give Peace a Chance.
It's a fucking superb song.
It's not a Christmas song, though, is it?
It is a song. It says in it, it's like, so...
Oh, we are saying.
No,
it's
but it wasn't like, no, it's a very Christmas one. John Lennon done a Christmas song.
What was it?
The John Lennon Christmas song is fucking superb.
I don't really like John Lennon.
Well, I don't know if you like
because he's a Scouser, let it go. I mean, I didn't find it.
No, that wasn't
the
reason.
Boney M by the... I need to update my Christmas... What, I was going to say by the Rivers of Babylon. That's not it, is it?
I've just named a song.
Mary's Boy Child. Pokes.
Pokes, yeah.
Brilliant.
I got a few. I'll say...
Mistletoe.
I'll say Slade, because when I was about 17, I looked like it was sideburns and long hair.
Okay, we've seen the photos.
Yeah. What was yours?
I'd say the Pogues. I like the Pogues. I like it. There's that, and Otis Redding did one, a couple of Christmas songs. Brilliant. Right. Yeah, but we got... Can't end on that note.
Well, you were the one who started it, yeah.
What was John Lennon's... Oh, yeah, Danny, during the game, checking the scores and going, Liverpool, I like the way... No, but Liverpool had gone...
Two legends of music, they're
2-0 up, they're 2-1 up, they're 3-1 up, and as a collective, all of us went, why the fuck are you checking their fucking score? They've won it. Everyone accept it. They're not going to lose it. Don't watch it. I'll tell you.
So I'm about to Google John Lennon's interview.
What is it?
So this is Christmas.
Oh.
Yes. And what have you done?
Fuck all.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Fairy Tale of New York probably fits it, but
John Lennon. You said it now.
All right, fair enough.
It's in the record books. Shane, you're happy.
Really happy. We should like fucking enjoy these nights. Like United play well. This is where we're at. A pressure game, and the biggest thing was they equalised for half time. I still think 9 months ago, the team would have, or the start of this season, would have perhaps. The fact they come out second half, scored, but really pressed them then confidently.
We collapsed on Sunday, so let's not get.
We have only
lost one league game in 9, is it?
We lost one, we haven't won many either.
Yeah, I'm clutching it.
Very much asking the wrong table. Yeah.
Can we just live for the moment? We beat like a Jose Mourinho Spurs. It was
yes.
Enjoy the moment.
You were always a fan of his.
That picture of Ollie at the end. Just like,
him.
Yeah.
Giving him a fucking patronising.
Yeah, but that's
as well you.
I never saw that.
Giving him a patronising pat on the head.
Good.
Mark, he should have kicked him at the same time. You have to be happy with that. You can sit here and pull it apart if you want to, but what's the point? Enjoy it. We don't win very many at the moment, so results like that, it's a great result against a good side. It's got to be confidence boosting. I mean, we'll probably get spanked to see you in the weekend, but
we've got to win the three after them.
But realistically,
Just live for this one.
What's the point of getting on that? Just live, love the moment. It was great. I enjoyed the game.
Have you heard your dad at Astana yet on the last podcast?
No, I haven't listened to it yet.
You've got that to look forward to.
It was glorious.
I don't even remember doing it.
It was glorious.
Right. Final words.
On to the derby.
Enjoy Saturday. Go out there and play with a bit of freedom and see what happens, you never know.
We won. Just enjoy the
10 points from 5, 7 to go.
Just enjoy tonight. We've got to enjoy tonight.
Right, we're going to do a podcast after Everton. That's the next one, and it'll be we're having the seller's party. But thanks, everyone. Means the world. Cheers.